Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is 3 minutes after 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital. It is January the 22nd, 2025. We have an NFC championship game that involves the local 53, the Washington Commanders, this Sunday. But we also continue to remember the life and the legacy and the impact that our friend and colleague, Pete Medhurst, who left us Monday night after a courageous battle, made. And for those of you that haven't been with the show for a long time on this format and this station and this time slot and all that stuff, when Pete and I were a tag team for 2+ years, we opened up the show with Ladies and Gentlemen from Saliva. So I asked Matt, who's back with us and feeling a little bit better, and worked with Pete and I for a while. I don't remember exactly how long, a couple months, something like that. Somewhere
it was over a year.
Oh, was it that long?
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't realize it was that long. My goodness. And you put up a wonderful video yesterday of the one birthday celebration that we had. I don't remember. I guess that was probably 2023, where we gave him a Panda Express ugly Christmas sweater for his birthday, for Christmas, for New Year, for what have you. And anybody watches or missed that video, it's up there. I tweeted it, or you know, Matt put it up as well. And we will obviously always remember Pete. And we will always think about him and his family. And if you can, please donate. They need a lot of help. I mean, the medical bills, as you could imagine, are enormous. And, you know, Pete was a big-time provider and worked his ass off, as everybody knows. If you can support them in any way, please do. We all have, you know, various different, you know, links to the GoFundMe. I know Craig did something on his Instagram. I tried to do something, but I couldn't get the link to work. I put it on Twitter or X. The radio stations, both 106.7 and Team 980, have it. So there's lots of different ways that you can find it. If you can't find it, just simply ask. We will point you in the right direction. Before we get started with the show, I didn't hear it yet, so it's going to make me cry. I'm just telling you. But I heard that Dan Quinn, how nice is this? He didn't know Pete, and Pete really didn't work directly in any sort of way that I'm aware of, that I remember, with the Washington Commanders / football team / Redskins. He was a fan. He talked about them on the radio all the time. As the voice of Navy and as a, voice of the Nationals, he made his impact in so many different ways. But on the eve of an NFC championship game, with a throng of media assembled at Commanders Park in Ashburn, head coach Dan Quinn, just a little while ago, said some really nice words. So we wanted to bring that to you right here, right now. We're gonna do the show, and we're gonna have Dave Johnson on from Los Angeles to talk about Pete and the impact that he had, and they were tied together. We're going to talk to Sal Palantonio from Philadelphia of ESPN, longtime Philadelphia-based ESPN reporter, Sal Pal. We're going to do the show. We're going to take your calls, but we will sprinkle in a little bit of a continuing tribute to Pete. And Dan Quinn was nice enough to say these words.
Lastly, some condolences to Pete Medhurst's family. I know he meant a lot to a lot of people in this room, so I wanted to make sure, although I didn't get a chance to work with him, sound like a real football guy, and I'm sure I would have enjoyed that.
It's very nice of the head coach, Dan Quinn, to say that. And Pete would have appreciated that. And Pete would have really, 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 really liked Dan Quinn.
Oh, Pete would have been laughing if he heard that, just from the sake of, he knows me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in some ways they're similar, right? They're kind of, you know, bald, you know, domed guys and, you know,
kind
just sports guys.
But intimidating looking guys that the moment you start talking to them, you realize total softy, wonderful person. No reason to be intimidated.
No doubt. No doubt. So, again, we'll continue to remember the life and the legacy of Pete Medhurst. And also, obviously, we'll do much more of an NFL show today for you, a Commander show today for you. And we'll start there and spend a few minutes on this. And listen, win or lose on Sunday, we all know that this season is a remarkable success. We all know that the future is very, very, very bright, but we also know that there's no guarantees. So here we are on the precipice of making a Super Bowl for the first time in 33 years. 60 good minutes. There is no such thing, as we always say, as 60 perfect minutes. 60 good to very good minutes could get it done. And I wonder from you, what is the number one thing that you think has to happen? And I'll give you a couple of choices, because the choices, I think, are pretty obvious, right? And but the decision might not be as obvious. And here's what I mean by that. Does Jaden Daniels, against a very good defense that is missing some key components and might be with a limited Quinyon Mitchell, which we'll get to. Does Jaden Daniels have to play Superman? Does the defense have to completely shut down, limit, bottle up Saquon Barkley? Or as a third choice to one of those two, and here's a third, does the defense or the team, I guess overall, because you could certainly get it from special teams, have to come up with 3+ turnovers? So the answer for me is I think Jaden's going to have to play like a badass again. And I thought about this, you know, last week that I said over and over and over again, if the defense could get 3 turnovers. Listen, I'm not, and when I say defense, again, I should include special teams, because you can get special teams turnovers. That's partly how Philadelphia beat Green Bay, right? All of those things are important. All of those things are important. But just one of them by themselves is not enough. And there's no greater example of Saturday night in Detroit, and also the last time these two teams were on the same gridiron field. If you remember, as we've mentioned many, 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 many times, the Philadelphia Eagles forced 5 takeaways. And really, when you combine a turnover on downs at midfield on the very first drive of the game from the Commanders, Brian Robinson getting engulfed, by the Philadelphia Interior. And again, if you don't know how good, if you don't know how good those dudes are, Jalen Carter specifically, and I mean, listen, Jordan Davis is good too, and Zach Bond's had a great year, and Nolan Smith has really come along. But if you don't know how good Jalen Carter is, then I don't know what to tell you, right? But the Commanders turned the ball over 6 times against the Eagles on December 21st at Northwest Stadium and won a game. So when we said all last week, oh, you got to force 3 turnovers, they forced 5. The last one, obviously, was just the icing on the cake. It was 4 legitimate ones, right, that counted when it mattered the most. But we'll give them credit for the 5. They didn't win that game just because they forced 5 turnovers. You can't do one thing. I'm asking, hey, man, which would you prefer? Like, if you could only pick one, which is most important to you? And what I mean by that is, I mean, obviously, hey, man, if Jaden can play great, if you can force takeaways, if you can run the football, if the defense can bottle up Saquon Barkley, sure, that's what you want. How realistic that is? Probably not very realistic. So, for purposes of a discussion, again, I ask you for one. And you can feel however you want to feel. And if there's something that I didn't mention there, by all means. Forcing 3+ turnovers, bottling up, stopping, containing, controlling Saquon Barkley or Jaden Daniels putting the cape on. And I chose Jaden Daniels putting the cape on because I think as important as the other things are, it's more likely that Jaden Daniels is going to need to be great in this game in order for the Commanders to advance to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Snowy New Orleans, by the way. It's more likely that. And here's what I mean by that. I've told you since getting back from Detroit, told you last week, told you before Tampa, before Detroit, as part of all of our shows, Jaden Daniels needed to beat people with his arm, with his passing, and he has carved 2 defenses up. Now, not 2 great defenses. Clearly, Tampa was very good in the front 7. Not great on the back end, and they lost their best corner for a period of time. Detroit was not great in any sort of way on any level, but losing their top corner, for the most part, Terrion Arnold might be their best corner long-term, but Amir Robinson is their best corner, or was considered their best corner. Losing him on the first series did not hurt. Obviously, it helped the Commanders, and it helped Jaden Daniels. But Jaden Daniels carved the Detroit Lions up for 299 yards. And if Deami Brown doesn't drop that pass on the first series? I think it was the first series. Before they went for it on 4th down. After the Crowder bad spot. I think it was. I'd have to double check my notes. All of these things run together. If Deami Brown doesn't drop that pass... And I guess somebody said maybe the defender got a finger on it. I did not see that upon replay, watching it live. I looked to me like a pure drop. Maybe the finger was there. I don't know. The bottom line is he would have been over 300, probably 315, 320, somewhere in that range, right? And maybe if the Commanders needed more late in the game, he would have been over 350. Who knows? But the most important thing is that they scored 45 points, granted, 7 from the defense, obviously, on the Quan Martin pick 6. So they scored 38 legitimate points on offense. And the best part for me is Jaden Daniels didn't have to run for 100-plus yards in order to do so. Because that's what it was feeling like down the stretch during the winning streak, was that if Jaden didn't have close to or over 100 yards, they weren't winning because they weren't running the football. Nobody was really stepping up as a complementary second option to Terry McLaurin outside of Zach Ertz. But the other night in Detroit, they scored 38 legitimate offensive points. Didn't really do a good enough job on third down. That's one thing that's got to be better this week. If you're going to the Super Bowl, you got to be better than 33% or 4 of 12. You have to be. You have to be. They were in too many third and longs early. They got screwed on the first one, on the Jamison Crowder catch and run. Got it. They got bailed out a couple of times, scoring touchdowns, 14 points off of defensive penalties by the Lions inside the 5. One was inside the end zone on a third down incomplete. They got bailed out. But Jaden has been carving people up with his arm. And to me, this Sunday, not only does Jaden need to carve people up with his arm and a good secondary, Darius Slay, again, we mentioned, we don't know about Quinyon Mitchell yet, although they say he's okay. Rookie Cooper DeJean. And others. But Jaden needs to carve them up with his arm and his legs. And by his legs, I don't mean 16 scrambles for 51 yards. That was good. Not good enough, I don't think, if they're going to win this game, because I don't know if you can count on bottling up Saquon Barkley and really containing and controlling him. I don't know if you can, and we'll get into this, prevent Jalen Carter from ruining this game. I don't know if you can force 3-plus turnovers. I don't know this. We also don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be on Sunday. We'll get into all of it. I want to take a timeout. We'll come back with a couple of finishing opening thoughts. If you want to squeeze in a quick call, we might be able to do so. Dave Johnson, the voice of the Washington Wizards, and somebody who paved the way for Pete Medhurst to get into the radio and media business, will join us just after 1:30 from Los Angeles. Wizards losing last night here on the Team 980 to the Lakers. We'll touch a little bit on that, but mostly about Pete. And then we'll get back to the football conversation again. Sal Palantonio of ESPN expected to join us at 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, welcome back on this Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Again, Dave Johnson will join us from Los Angeles. His thoughts and memories of Pete Medhurst, they were very close, and Dave helped Pete get into the business, and obviously that will be a continuing theme for us to remember the life and the legacy of our friend and colleague Pete Medhurst, especially this week, but really always. Even though we didn't do the show the last, year and three quarters or whatever, we never removed the Navy sign. Matt, you got him the Oreos sign, right?
Yep.
Is that right? And that was because Pete would always, like when we were doing the show remotely, Pete would always go looking for Oreos, right?
Even when we were here, there was always a thing of Oreos next to him that he was snacking on the America's cookie sandwich all the time.
I went to the store last night and I got some oatmeal raisin cookies, and I should have gotten Oreos in honor of Pete, and I did not, so I did a bad job. So we'll have all of that coming up for you, but if I asked you one thing that you feel like is more important than the other, and they're all important, bottling up, controlling, containing Saquon Barkley, forcing turnovers, 3, 2, whatever, Jaden Daniels being Superman, Which one do you lean towards? Which one do you prefer? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Our NFC Championship preview and coverage will be, of course, throughout the week. Tomorrow, we're going to have Sean Merriman. He's going to join us early in the show, working on some other things. I think Solomon Wilcots will join us at some point over the next couple of days. Again, Sal Pal from Philadelphia. So we'll have it all covered for you and more details throughout the week. And I'll be in Philadelphia on Sunday, hopefully, covering a winning locker room and a trip to Super Bowl 59. Let's get to the phones and get at least one in here before we get to Dave Johnson on the other side. Our guy, D-Dub, is with us. D-Dub, how are you, pal? You know, it's been a tough week. It really has. But I'm trying to, you know, do what Pete and you know, what this week calls for. So thank you.
Kingsbury and Daniel's going to walk through that line thing with punch-out drawers on. Watch this. We're going to have fried eagle when we go to Philadelphia, man, because that's what we need. We need them two to do what they did against them, man, because he called a masterful game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if B-Rob can run like he was running with them,
mm-hmm.
man, it's game over for them.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because early on, I thought Cliff was trying to be too cute and be too creative instead of just lining up and blowing through the Detroit lines. And that's exactly what started happening. I think it was, I want to say on the third drive, but again, my notes and my memory might be a little foggy here. Whenever Brian Robinson started ripping off huge chunks of real estate, and for Brian Robinson, I mean between 13 and 15 yards, and doing it with relative ease. And again, I think it was the third drive, but I want to double check that. My point being is whenever they started doing that, that's when, to me, the complete game plan, the offense, the everything changed, D-Dub. And again, I thought they got away from cute and became, you know, more effective and more straightforward. And B-Rob had a little more burst. And maybe it was that meeting with Dan Quinn. And I don't know. Maybe the offensive line did a little bit better. Hey, all of that stuff.
Hey, Ruth,
but it worked.
Hey, Ruth, let me tell you what really about B-Rob. And his name is Eckler. Man,
yeah,
that little rascal's got... Do you think it did? It did.
No, I'm saying it did work, yes. But what I would also say is, you know, where was that against Tampa? And was that a byproduct of the front seven in Tampa being so good versus Detroit? I don't know. You know, meaning, will they be able to do this against Philadelphia and their really talented front seven? I don't know. I mean, N'Kobe Dean being out helps, but it doesn't solve everything. They've got to deal with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and everything else, Zach Bond, because with no Sam Cosmi, your job just got even tougher.
But, Ruth, you seem to forget when the quarterback went down for Philadelphia when they came to us. Yeah, their offense wasn't that because everybody kept playing and he was gone. But y'all seem to forget Jaden Daniels, shredded the number one defense in the NFL.
Well, we're gonna get into that. Trust me, I haven't forgotten. I appreciate you, D-Dub. I got to let you run. We're going to take a quick time out here, do a quick trending alert, and then we will get to Dave Johnson on the other side. Dave, of course, the voice of the Washington Wizards here on the Team 980. They are in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Well, they're staying in Los Angeles after a loss last night to the Lakers, and Dave paved the way for Pete to get into the business. We'll do that next, and then Sal Palantonio at 3 o'clock. Your call in between, all on a Wednesday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, we mentioned the Wizards' bad loss last night to the Lakers. Again, they're in Los Angeles tomorrow night over at the Intuit Dome against the LA Clippers. But Dave Johnson will join us to remember the life and times of Pete Medhurst and, of course, talk a little bit of Wizards. From the NFL, the Commanders on the practice field. We will get some injury updates and who's practicing, who's not. We know Sam Cosmi already ruled out for the rest of the year with the torn ACL. We'll see who else is getting a rest today as the Commanders crank it up for the NFC Championship game on Sunday. Coverage all week, of course, here. And then you can listen to the game via Westwood One pregame coverage at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon here on the Team 980. Now, one of the hot offensive coordinator names, Liam Cohen of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has decided to pull out of consideration from the Jacksonville Jaguars head coaching job and instead signing a contract extension to stay with Todd Bowles and Tampa Bay. And look who's back in Foxborough, Josh McDaniels, the two-time former head coach and longtime offensive coordinator of the Patriots under Bill Belichick, is now returning to work with the Patriots under new head coach Mike Vrabel as their offensive coordinator. And that's what's trending.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You know, I worked with Pete Medhurst for a little over 2 years directly aside, you know, across from me, whether it be a TV screen or in this studio. And if I knew Pete, I think I did, he would be making some kind of silly face and dancing in his chair and doing all sorts of gyrations to jump from crisscross. And of course, we remember the life and the legacy and the impact that Pete Medhurst made on all of us. Not just radio. with a man who was very instrumental in Pete's path and career, and just a man who is a pillar of this community that we have, and the radio business, and the Wizards, and DC United, and so much more. Dave Johnson joins us on the BetQL guest hotline from Los Angeles. And Dave, I'm very sorry for your loss. I appreciate you making time for us to remember Pete. And, I'm not sure what else to say, except, again, I'm sorry for your loss. And I know you were very, very important to Pete. So I appreciate you doing this.
Well, and listen, and I hope people continue to follow the social media channels as we try to help Pete's family through a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. And there's a GoFundMe page. And if anyone can contribute, because he has a daughter that I loved watching on social media as he celebrated her softball, specifically championships. But also, and again, this to me is my belief. And whether you believe or not, it's the way life works. People are putting your lives at certain times. And I believe God puts us in situations at certain times, and puts people in lives in moments. And it can be as simple as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I've walked out of
yep.
Capital One Arena a million times, and all of a sudden I'm there with your son, yep. and he takes me on a magical journey, and I get to. But my point is, that was special for me,
yep.
and that for a moment, why did God, suddenly it's not just another night, another loss. I saw joy in somebody's face, mm-hmm. and I got lost trying to find my car later on. But
and I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
No,
Dave, I said that on the radio the next day or whenever I came back. And, you were so kind and so good to him. And I appreciate you very much. And it just, for those that don't know, everything that you are about, you're one of the kindest human beings that I've ever been around, and I don't want to make this about me or my son, but I appreciate that moment. And yes, Kelly Medhurst was the love of Pete's life. He absolutely adored her and was involved in every way, almost to the detriment sometimes of his own sanity, because, he'd be rushing around and racing around to get out the door because he wanted to make sure Kelly had lunch, because he wanted to make sure Kelly got to the bus stop or got to school or had everything that she needed.
Yeah, and I didn't tell that story to make it about me. My point is that, as all of us, let's all take time to tell people mm-hmm. we love them, make that phone call, and that's,
yeah.
The last time I texted Pete, I had no idea that he was not feeling well. Billy Wagner, my great friend of the Capital Gazette, had texted me the day after I texted Pete, and I was texting Pete about another colleague of ours, Pat O'Malley, who tragically passed away at the age of 82. But I'm getting off topic here. The point is, in 1988, God put Pete in my life. I was at WNEV in Annapolis, and I'm mm-hmm. trying to make a way in sports. I'm the sports director there. And this is a situation where anybody thinks in their careers, and certainly our careers, and Chris, this, you're thinking, well, can I actually, make something out of this, or am I going to go do something else? And so it was a formative time for me. And all of a sudden, this 17-year-old kid shows up at 236 Admiral Drive, with the station is still there. And the building is still there. And he walks in and says, I really want to do this, and I want to help you, and I just had a good gut feeling about him. It's not that everybody that walks in and says, I want to help you, I say, oh, come on, and then I'd have 40 people or whatever. But there was something about him, and so together in Annapolis, as I was forming a career that led me to WTOP, mm-hmm. I was able to guide him along, just like, I had a mentor that helped me. And this is what we all can do to everyone. And, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm getting at is I do believe God puts people in our lives that, okay, you've been blessed with certain talents and skills. Make sure you find that person, or I'm going to put that person in your life that you pass it on. And then and all the tributes I've seen of Pete, yes, he was a wonderful broadcaster, could do everything. But moreover, everyone was talking about, I remember when I first came to the Navy and I was scared and he welcomed me. So it's about the kindness, and that's what people are going to remember, and that's what people are remembering today. Yes, he worked harder than anyone, and yes, he accomplished so much, but he had his family first, and he cared about people, and that's all we all have to do.
You're so
We're all going through challenges.
And he cared so much about you, Dave. I hope you know that. He talked with incredible reverence for not only you, the person, and what you did for him and what you meant for him, but you know he loved you. I mean, we all respect you, love you. I know you're going through some things, as people are probably aware. But he loved you, and he would talk about you all the time. So you made that impact, and you're so right about. And it's not just the radio business. It's not just the media business. It's life, right? If we can do something to help somebody in whatever way, you never know, even if it's small, you never know the impact that you might make positively on somebody's life. And you made it on Pete, and Pete made it on plenty of others, plenty of other broadcasters and just people in general.
No, and that's it. And that's the, and I'm not trying to get sermony here, but this is also... I am, I guess, trying to conserve it here, but this is what gives us pause is we don't have there is a terrible randomness to life. And, Pete was very special to me. But having said that, he got busy with his career. I got busy with my career. And the next thing, he's gone. And that's the way I feel. Like 1988 to me was yesterday, and we were chasing high school football coverage, where we were creating, very proud of this, the Navy shows that we created, the pregame shows, a half hour from the parking lot, are still done today. And this I used to call it, and Pete was part of it, the F troop, because as I'm sitting here in L.A. talking to you on a cell phone, we didn't have cell phones back then.
Right.
So two-way radios and sort of to throw from the press box down to the parking lot, hey, Pete Medhurst, who do you have? Admiral who? It was a big, we thought we were putting a man on the moon. So it was our little F troop, and we had more fun than it's still the best time of my life as I look back. But wait a minute, how did it get to be 2025? And wait a minute, I had a text with him. But I didn't have a conversation with him. We'll get together for lunch. Oh yeah, we got to get together. We didn't. So please, let's take time to the next time you say, "Well, we got to get together." Get together with that person.
That's well said, Dave. You have been doing play-by-play for so many years. You have a unique flair, a style. It's there. And everybody knows your call and your voice and the crescendo of how you do Wizards basketball, DC United soccer, so on and so forth. What was, from your perspective, what was unique about Pete as a play-by-play broadcaster?
Well, I just think that, I hope he. I was going to say, I hope he got some from me, but I don't mean it that way. It just means, as I still remember, we're tramping around fields in Anne Arundel County and interviewing young student athletes. It's such a celebration of people that, quite frankly, Pete played high school athletics. I think he was a kicker on the Southern high school football team and was involved in athletics, but it gives us a chance to, quite frankly, tell stories and celebrate people that are able to excel at levels we wanted to excel at, but couldn't. So I think part of his warmth and style was that it was never about him, and it was just about and it was whatever event, every event, and certainly. With his work at the Naval Academy, I'd see him saying, "Well, I'm at the squash tournament or whatever events." He was covering.
Yeah. He never turned down any. Yeah, he never turned down any opportunity.
Right, it's again what I believe sports to be. For whatever reason, and I think a lot of people are dealing this with. We all have challenges and difficulties in our life, but man, for 2.5 hours or 3 hours, whatever the event is, and all you're worried about is, you know, did they score the bucket or the goal or and yeah, you're frustrated that they didn't but you know what, if that's your worry, that's a good day.
Yeah. No, you're right.
3 hours, it's simple, and then when you get out of those 3 hours, life gets more complicated for all of us. How am I going to pay the bills? I got this health challenge. And no matter, everyone has something, and this is the beauty and should be of sports. And I feel it every night when I do a Wizards game, and I know Pete would feel it every time he'd get behind the mic for Navy, Nationals, or whatever. It's like, all right, close the drapes on the outside world for 3 hours. We're in this cocoon of happiness.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. And Dave Johnson joining us from Los Angeles, voice of the Wizards, obviously DC United, longtime WTOP, and a great friend to Pete Medhurst, who paved the way to get Pete into the business. And we just have another moment or two. So I wanted to say, you do the radio party every night, right? Win or lose. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of losing. And last night wasn't very fun. And who knows what's going to happen tomorrow night. And that brand new shindig, the Intuit Dome, right here on the Team 980. We'll join it in progress. You can start it with 99.1 as the Wizards visit the Clippers. But, you know, you do the radio party, which is basically your way of saying, hey, man, this is a radio party. This is fun. This is a family. Pete always would refer to the show that he and I did together as a family. That's also what I think is unique about both of you, if I could say, is how much you care about your listeners, how much you care about the interaction, how much you genuinely loved the people that you touch in an audio, largely audio medium. I mean, you know, Pete would do this. You set the trend. I mean, I see you all the time taking pictures with listeners to your broadcast, to the radio party all the time. And I think that is so comforting, if you will, in this time of terrible loss.
Well, and the reason I always tell people, see selfies that I take with the people that come up. And what I think are great, which is great about selfies, is it's an excuse to spend a few extra moments with somebody, maybe put an arm around somebody. You know, let's face it, when we going back to when we were kids, when I was a kid, we had, you know, Polaroid cameras and we were excited to see what the pictures looked like. But now, you know, you can get it. It just adds to the interaction with people. This is not brain surgery. This is kindness we're talking about. Doggone it, I'm serious about this kindness. You just take an extra moment. You say hello. You know, I still say hello to everyone I get on an elevator with, and you think I was saying it was a trick question. You know, I was saying good morning. I'm like, and people, but that's what Pete. And yeah, you care about. Look, Pete wanted so badly to be in this communication business, and communication is a two-way experience.
Yeah.
That he showed up at a parking lot in Annapolis and banged on a door. And so then the fact that we are able to do what we're doing, you're doing it right now. That's why you appreciate each and every one that's taken their time to listen, because sadly, the loss of Pete Medhurst just reminded us again, what's the most important currency? Money? No, they can make more. Time, they can't make more.
So well said. Dave, I wish it was under better circumstances. I really do. I'll just say again, I hope you know how important you were to Pete and how much reverence he had for you and how much he loved you and appreciated you. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing a few thoughts with us. I know you're in Los Angeles. You get to check out that Intuit Dome thing tomorrow night. Again, right here on the Team 980. We'll join it in progress. 99.1 to start. And have a great rest of the road trip. Be safe. Obviously, thank you again for all that you do for MS and to raise awareness. Thank you for being so kind to my son and so great to Pete. I appreciate you.
Well, listen, and that's it. Let's just be good to each other. And you tell your son the next time you bring him to a game, he's not leaving unless I walk him out. So I'm demanding right now. None of this I'm going out of my way stuff because now I know how to find my car. So I definitely want to do it the next time.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I'm going to try not to get you lost. Thank you so much, Dave. Again, appreciate you.
All the best. And please help the Medhurst family if anybody can. Absolutely.
Well said. The great Dave Johnson, again from Los Angeles, joining us here on the Team 980, remembering the life and the legacy of Pete Medhurst. And he was so instrumental, as he just detailed, in Pete's plight. We'll take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the first hour. Sal Palantonio scheduled to join us at 3 o'clock. And that means we have the whole 2 o'clock hour for you on the phones at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, we continue along on a Wednesday on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. We do have breaking NFL news. Which we'll give you right here just before the turn for the 2 o'clock hour, and then we'll get back to the calls and the analysis of the NFC Championship game, and that is that the Jets, I know when Doc loves when I talk about the New York Jets, my favorite team, apparently, they are hiring Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn as their new head coach, which was expected. It was between them and the New Orleans Saints. I think this is being first reported by Jordan Schultz of Fox. Steve Wilks as their defensive coordinator. Looks like Mark Brunell is going to leave Detroit and join Glenn in New York, I guess, as the offensive coordinator. Todd Haley going to be a part of the staff. Bears former interim head coach Thomas Brown. Mike Westhoff, who was involved with the Denver Broncos before a little falling out there with Sean Payton. Not too many people know about that, but I do. It also looks like I saw John Spytek, the Bucs general assistant general manager, is also getting a new job. And that is, I took my eye off of it for 1 second. I have to get that for you. Aaron Glenn. Now everybody's reporting it. Not completely official just yet, but everybody's reporting that Aaron Glenn is leaving Detroit. So that means the Lions have officially, as expected, lost both Ben Johnson to the Bears, and that is official, and as well Aaron Glenn. Again, this was expected, and now it's up to Dan Campbell to replace not only them, but all the other assistant coaches that they left. By the way, Spytek is going to the Raiders. That's who it was. Assistant GM of the Bucs, John Spytek, going to take over the Raiders as their general manager to work with Tom Brady and company. All right, we'll take a timeout. Top of the hour. Back to your calls. Again, which of these three things is most important to you? Jaden Daniels putting on the cape, being Superman with his legs and his arm, bottling up, controlling, stopping Saquon Barkley, or forcing three or more turnovers on Sunday? No wrong answer, just a matter of preference and a way to obviously keep the football conversation somewhat fresh as every matchup is different. We'll continue along on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.